Track 13, and now we come to sport, and we'll start with football. Injury-plagued Bucks face final day dejection. Buckland Athletic 0, Helston Athletic 2. Matt Cusack's former club, Helston Athletic, headed back over the Tamar with all 3 points in the bag, following a 2-0 win that they thoroughly deserved at the VX3 Stadium on Easter Monday. It is no secret that Buckland Athletic have been dealt a rough hand with injuries in their ranks, and the last week or two has brought even more setbacks. With Raphael Biedman and Scott Pocock suffering knee injuries, Bucks lined up with just one recognised defender in the starting 11 to face Helston. Long-time Stoke Gabriel and Torbay police manager Sam Biscoe announced his intention to step down in the days prior to their clash with Bovey Tracy AFC, but the Moorlanders showed no remorse on his final bow. As we've seen time and time again this season in the South West Peninsula League, Bovey went flying out of the blocks at Broadley Lane and opened the scoring after just 2 minutes. The Moorlanders led 6-1 at the break, young Jack Brimming getting on the scoring action. They then added 3 more goals in the second half, making the final score 9-1. Elsewhere, Newton Abbott Spurs followed up their 3-1 victory on Good Friday with another home win by the same scoreline on Easter Monday. Over at Coombe Valley, though, Tynmouth AFC were looking to bounce back from South Devon Derby defeat, but to no avail. In a narrow affair, they were edged out 1-0 by Ilminster Town. Division 1 High Flyers Watts Blake Bean advanced to the Herald Cup semi-finals following 120 minutes of football and a penalty shootout. Chudley Athletic of the Premier Division were their visitors at Adbrook Park, and the pair were locked together at 4-4 after 90 minutes. Neither could conjure up a winner in extra time, and Watts Blake Bean then won 4-3 in the shootout. And now we come on to hockey. Ashmore tie with table-topping Clifton. In their final National League game of the season and playing against top-of-the-table Clifton, Ashmore men's first 11 produced an outstanding performance for the full 70 minutes and were mightily unlucky not to come away with 3 points. From the first whistle, Ashmore took the game to their visitors from Bristol, who had looked like they would run away with the league until early March, but went into the match with the pressure of knowing that they could not afford to lose. Playing with confidence, soon after Ashmore took the lead, skipper Jamie Bishop fired home from a penalty corner, and Ashmore led 2-1 at half-time. After the break, it was an exciting game, and Ashmore increased their lead from another set piece when Ben Barnett beat the keeper from a similar penalty corner, only to see his effort saved on the goal line by Robinson's defender. The final score was 2-2. And finally, we come on to rugby. New Cross RFC gave Plymouthians a run for their money before dipping to a 24-19 defeat in the Devon Junior Bowl final. The Old Boys went into the game on the back of a 5-match losing run that had dragged them into the Devon 1 relegated frame. New Cross, 5th out of 10 in the division below, were competitive throughout, but were never ahead after going 7-0 down in the first 5 minutes. And that's the sport for this week.